Chapter 1. I need you to impersonate me. From the faded corduroy sofa in her tiny studio apartment, Sarah Meadows rolled her eyes, though her sister on the other end of the phone couldn't see. Did you forget to renew your driver's license again? Because it expired back in January.
I wish it were something that simple, Taryn said. I've got a serious problem.
Sarah tensed at the words. What is it this time? She tried to keep the judgment out of her voice. Really, she did. But it was hard. So much of her twins' adult life had been a train wreck, and it seemed Sarah was routinely the one called upon to pick up the pieces and deal with the fallout.
Well, you know I was supposed to be done with this private tour guide gig day after tomorrow and flying back east in time to start the new job at Camp Firefly Falls on Saturday, right?
Yeah, you've got orientation starting this weekend.
I'm not going to make it back in time.
Oh, not good. Not good at all.
Why? What happened? Did your flight get canceled? Because it's not too late to reschedule. No, this job came in last night. A 2-week-long trek for some Hollywood muckety-muck.
Sarah couldn't stop the exasperated sigh.
You are not blowing off the camp job for one last guide trip.
Dear God, she'd thought her sister was past this kind of impulsivity.
No, it's not like that. I told Danny I couldn't do it, but he's threatening not to give me my last month's pay if I don't stick around and do it.
You haven't been paid in a month?
Room and board were covered, and I figured if I didn't have the money in hand, I couldn't blow it on anything stupid. Except now I risk not getting paid at all, and I need that money, Sarah.
That was putting things mildly. 3 years before, Taryn's unfortunate taste in men had resulted in a short relationship with one Jax Holworth, not his real name, who'd taken every dime of Taryn's money, trashed her credit, and left her under a mountain of debt. She'd been slowly, painstakingly climbing out of that hole ever since.
Sarah sighed. How much are we talking?
Her sister named a figure that had Sarah's mouth dropping open.
You're getting paid that much as a guide?
Maybe she'd chosen the wrong career. Not that anybody became a grad student to make money. The hope was that you'd make enough when you finished the degree that you'd pay off whatever student loans you'd acquired before retirement.
Rich people will pay for all kinds of things. And this producer guy, or whoever, is willing to give me a $5,000 bonus to stick around.
That had all of Sarah's alarm bells ringing.
Are you sure he doesn't expect you to do something more than be a trail guide? Positive. He's flamingly gay.
Well, that was something at least.
So, what exactly are you asking? I want you to go to Camp Firefly Falls and be me for orientation. I'll be done with this job, get paid, and be back in time for the certification test. Nobody will be any the wiser.
Sarah shoved to her feet and began to pace. 10 steps to the kitchen, 15 to the window overlooking the busy Brooklyn street, 5 to her bedroom door, then start again.
Taryn, this isn't like fooling our high school teachers. This is a job, one that you're qualified for, and I'm not. And what about you actually learning the stuff you're being certified for?
I've learned the handbook backwards and forwards, and there's nothing a camp in the Berkshires can throw at me that's harder than what I've been doing in Wyoming.
That may be, but I'm not trained for any of this. How do you expect anybody to believe that I'm you?
It's not that complicated, sis. You're in good shape. You're a trained lifeguard, a runner, and God knows you haven't met a subject you can't study up on and pass a test for. You just have to spend a couple weeks learning their policies and procedures, helping get camp set up, readying cabins, and that kind of thing. Easy peasy.
Yeah, that's what you said when you convinced me to fill in at cheerleading practice so you could meet up with that college guy. Kick high, shake your thing, you'll be fine.